This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
How do you do? How are we doing? And the question of the day is, how are you? What's going on? We're speaking well of all the folks who are listening and who are interested in what's going on in the world. DJV Show, Jennifer Horn knows what's going on in the world. Victoria Keevan knows what's going on in the world. Kara Schiller knows what's going on in the world. She doesn't think I know what's going on, though. Oftentimes she'll say, ah, let's get the real story here. Like, I don't know what I'm talking about. Please get to the bottom of all of that stuff. Where's the Snicker twins? Where are they?
I'm here snickering.
I'm just staying quiet.
Okay. So I think the first matter of business here, Jennifer, is to give away these Works Pegasus workbenches and sawhorses and the 20-volt, 3/8-inch, say it again, Doug, 3/8-inch, say that quickly 100 times, is a drill driver set from the Works people, the Works Saw Combo. Great for all kinds of DIY projects. Together, the two items from the Works, W-O-R-X, be great in anybody's garage, the basement, got a workshop. These things are very cool, and you can have them right now. Let's see, you'll take fourth caller at 888-302-3684 to tell us who it is. Earlier in the week, I talked about a popular Star Wars, can we say personality? A popular Star Wars figure. And the ladies were upset with me because I didn't appreciate what the new representation of this character is. So, who's the character and what is it that is being represented now as we get for the getting close to the new Star Wars movies?
And here's a hint. This character has been trending very heavily on social media over the last week.
Right, because of what I said. This is doesn't.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Right. Characters, please. What's the name of the character from Star Wars that I've had much to say about in a different form, shall we say? 888-302-3684. Fourth caller who identifies this being.
He's a great character, he is.
Yes, he is. All right. There's Jennifer being a wise guy. 888-302-3684 to identify that character and win. Great present. This is a present for you or anybody you want to give it to from the Works. Very good things for one's home shop. 888-302-3684. Name of the character, please. Speaking of characters, Jennifer is here with the lead story this hour. What is it?
Well, this is important to all of us who wake up early in the morning. How many days of the week, and I'll pull all of you, do you wake up on the, quote, wrong side of the bed? Kara?
Who? Kara on the wrong side of the bed? Nah.
How many days of the
week? Victoria? All right. Well, Victoria, you are.
I'd say. You mean waking up in a bad mood?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of wrong side of the bed means, yeah.
I guess, I don't know, maybe once a week.
Dougie?
Me?
Yeah.
Never.
Four times
always
a week.
You guys are actually pretty good then in the minority because there's a new poll that's out that says Americans wake up on the wrong side of the bed 300 times a year.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Really?
That means that only about 65 mornings are good ones, according to new research.
Why? What constitutes waking up on the... What is going on?
They say outside...
People who hate their job, right? If
maybe
you have to wake up and you go to a job that you hate.
Or
if
they're saying
kid
it's even
wakes
more,
you up at like 5 a.m.
Right. They're saying it's even more basic than that. Outside noise could be the problem. Maybe the temperature.
Oh.
Unusual dreams. Those could all be the roots of disruption. Americans wake up feeling grumpy an average of 6 times a week. This was a survey.
What about you?
Well, I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm never like springing out of bed. But I don't know that I'm grumpy.
Well,
I don't think.
The wrong side of the bed, though. Are you on the wrong side?
I just go, ugh, no.
Do you get mad at
no.
Jeff if he does something bad in one of your dreams? Because I totally blame Lewis. And I
when it carries over into life? Yeah. So this is a survey of 2,000 Americans that found respondents wake up from temperature issues approximately 3 times a week and at least once from both outside noise and bad dreams or nightmares. This was done by one poll, and the survey examined respondents' sleeping habits and their tips and tricks on how to catch quality sleep. Now, results found that those surveyed will only spend a quarter of the year getting a full, uninterrupted night's sleep. That's pretty bad. All of us need our rest, and for most of us, we're not getting it. For the rest of the year, respondents will spend an average of 90 minutes lying awake in the middle of the night. That means waking up twice a night on average and staying awake for at least 45 minutes each time.
Wow.
Yeah, 72% of those surveyed reported needing more or better quality sleep.
Very unhealthy.
It is. 3 in 10 respondents point the finger at stress and anxiety. That can come from politics. That can come from our job, as Victoria said. Spending too much money. 3 in 10 point the finger at stress and anxiety, causing them to wake up unexpectedly from slumber. Other common culprits included needing to use the restroom, 75% of people, and temperature issues. But the one thing I learned about the restroom thing is that you never wake up to go to the restroom. You wake up and realize you have to go to the restroom because there's a hormone that pumps out in our body while we're sleeping that keeps us from having to get up for that reason. So we're actually waking up and then realizing we have to go to the bathroom.
Really?
Now, people in relationships, your partner could be the big problem.
Snoring.
They say 30% are disrupted by their partner snoring in the middle of the night.
Really? Mm-hmm. I don't have that problem. All right, so let's get to
the, you never wake yourself up snoring?
No, I don't wake up myself. No, and I don't snore anyway. I have that on good authority.
We'll ask Daisy about that.
Yeah, Daisy snores, and she's downstairs. All right, let's get to the winner. Well, I'm looking around here to see who's calling from where and who the winner might be. The question has to do with a character from Star Wars that I've talked about this week. And I promised that we would have listeners win these two WORX, the Works Bench and the Drill Driver. 888-302-3684. Jeremy is in Ohio. Where in Ohio, Jeremy, are you?
I am in Cleveland, Ohio.
In Cleveland, Ohio. Are you watching the beauty of the lake there? Are you on the lake?
I'm just getting ready to drive by it here on Route 2 heading into Cleveland.
Yep, on Route 2. I love Ohioans. It's Route.
Yeah.
Right. Everybody in the Midwest says Route 2 or Route whatever.
I say Route. I'm from Jersey.
That's Route 2. Come on. It's Route.
I say Route. Jersey says Route. So Jersey and Ohio stand strong with Route.
Okay. Well, you've got a good partner here, Jeremy and Victoria. She's all set to stand by you. Stand by her man.
Okay, good deal.
All right, so what are we talking about? What character from Star Wars are we talking about? What I say?
Yoda.
Yep. And what was my problem
Good
with
job.
Yoda?
That I'm not real sure.
He looks
I missed
creepy.
That part of it. I don't get to watch the show too much, so or listen to
Jeremy,
the show too much.
Jeremy, but he looked creepy.
Yes.
Just
he doesn't like Baby Yoda. Jeremy, Doug has this weird issue with Baby Yoda, who is literally the cutest thing that's ever been put on a movie. So I don't
scary.
Know. Yeah, I don't
think
he's
crazy.
All right, you have children, Jeremy.
Yes, I do. I have 2.
All right. How old are they?
A 2 and a 5-year-old.
Are right. you going to keep them, Jeremy?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good. Just
absolutely.
Want to
make sure.
All right. So, with the Baby Yoda, you've seen pictures of the Baby Yoda, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Would you give that to your 5-year-old?
I think so, yeah. Really? I think so, yeah. I would give it to him.
Hmm. He's adorable. Doug, you're the only person who has a problem with Baby Yoda.
Yeah, I think Baby Yoda is
babies. You gotta like babies.
I guess.
All right. So, Jeremy, by the way, what do you do for work? Where are you going at this moment in time?
I'm an iron worker, concrete finisher, a little bit of everything.
Yeah? That's got to be. You have your own business or you work for somebody else?
No, I work for somebody else.
Yeah.
I would
like
pretty much over the stress is over my own business.
Yeah, you get over that. See, I never was smart enough to do that. I've never gotten over that. But you like what you're doing. That's the
Oh, yeah, I love what I'm doing. Yeah, love what I'm doing.
And if you like it, you're good at it. I'm sure of that. All right, hold on just a second.
Yeah.
And we'll get the info and send This works. I was going to say we're going to send you a Baby Yoda, but no, we'll leave that to you. We'll send you the Works Pegasus. Have you got an in-house shop? You got a garage shop?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you'll like this. These things are great. I have them in my barn. As a matter of fact, I opened the box and one of the guys that works for me put it in his truck, and I haven't seen it since.
that's usually how that works.
Yeah, it is exactly how it works. All right. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you and your family. Hold on just a second. Good to have you on board here. This is the DJV program at 16 and a half past the hour.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. A 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. A 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So here's some good news for those of you like Jennifer who like to go to these outdoor concerts. Live Nation is offering lawn passes, giving you, if you're one of the fans, unlimited lawn access to outdoor concerts in 29 Live Nation-owned amphitheaters. Did you have one of these last year? Jennifer, where'd you go last year?
I think I made that up. I thought that Jen maybe had one, but it might have been someone else I knew.
So you can buy
a good deal.
$199.
Yeah.
Gives you the opportunity to see sold out shows. Each lawn pass purchaser gets a custom laminate with their name that serves as their ticket for any show. Passes on sale for a limited time beginning next week, the 11th, at 10 a.m. Eastern, and available till the end of the month.
I would definitely do this if I liked more artists that did these shows.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The only point is, like, I was looking up the shows, and they are good bands. I mean, it's the Doobie Brothers and Journey. The only one that looked interesting to me was Alanis Morissette. She's going on tour with Garbage and someone else that was popular, like, in the 90s. But I don't know. Most of these artists I don't really like. But tickets are for normal concerts are like $150 for one show, so $200 for all of these shows is pretty amazing.
Not a bad deal. All right, let's see. The White House says it's considering sending 14,000 more troops to the Middle East. What do we want to know or hear about that? I don't know that it's worth it.
It's just that Iran has killed 1,000 of their own people, and so now we're thinking we're going to have to go tell them not to do that.
With a gun pointed to their head. There you go. That's diplomacy. 21 after the hour.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
Caroling? Can you do that, Jennifer?
No.
Probably not.
Sometimes when I'm really in the mode of Brenzley, I can, but yeah. On command, no.
Renowned holiday hit songwriter Johnny Marks at number one on the Hot 100 Songwriters chart this week, thanks to a pair of seasonal standards that are back in the Hot 100. This song from 1958, written by Johnny Marks, rocking around the Christmas tree, is at number 29. Burl Ives and A Holly Jolly Christmas is at number 48. All right, let's have a little of Burl Ives.
It's the best time of the year. I don't know.
I kind of like this one. I always have.
But have a cup of cheer.
I do too. Burl Ives and Burl Ives.
Have a Holly Jolly Christmas.
This one and Rudolph, both of Burl Ives, recorded in 1964. Rudolph is at number four in the all-time most popular Christmas tunes. And this is number 14 on that list. Oh, no, the mistletoe. So that's the Johnny Marks story. He's likely to forge a strong presence in the Hot 100 Songwriters list through the holidays because he's also the writer of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the Gene Autry tune. That's been in the top 20 pretty much every season. Let's see where it is on the all-time list. Number, where is that? Number 8, okay. And let's see here. Silver and Gold by Burl Ives, among other holiday songs. Marx had been dead since 1985. So he's doing all right for himself, or his family is. Yeah, that's good. His Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree was solely produced by Marx, actually knocking Billie Eilish off and her brother. who were at number three on the Hot 100 Songwriters list with Bad Guy, Everything I Wanted, and all the
it's
good girls.
It's pretty crazy like, I mean, if there's any name that's been big this year, it's Billie Eilish when it comes to pop music. And, like, she's gotten all these award nominations, and her brother writes everything with her, and this guy who's been dead for, you know, 30 years, who wrote
years.
Christmas songs, is knocking them off. I don't know. It's kind of cool.
It is kind of cool. I agree.
Not cool for Billie Eilish, but cool for the
dead
guy.
Back. Next up, Nashville by way of Australia duo For King and Country have been performing their rendition of Little Drummer Boy in their concert for years, but it received wider audience during the Tuesday night CMA Country Christmas special.
It was pretty cool. I watched it.
Did you watch it? Yeah.
I don't like the Drummer Boy all that much, but they actually made it pretty cool.
Yeah, I agree. I think they made it cool.
Yeah. The duo said to be invited to perform Little Drummer Boy as part of the CMA Country Christmas felt like a lovely bear or Santa Claus hug, celebrating one of the great, most unifying holidays of the year. For King and Country won Grammys. They've been on a roll lately with a lot of country music fans. They shared the stage with Dolly during the CMA Awards in November, released a studio version of their single God Only Knows with Parton Ivy. Do we have that? Can we hear a little of that?
They performed that together. I saw that on the was it the American Music? No, the CMAs. They did that together. It was really good.
Yeah. Is that what we have playing there? I can't hear it well enough.
No, this is Little Drummer Boy.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it.
Okay. Rum pum pum pum. All the memories that somehow never leave you. Nobody
sees you. I think Molly comes in a few seconds, hopefully. Nobody will believe you.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you.
Nicely done. All right, 28 after.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing yesterday that the U.S. House Judiciary Committee will start drafting articles of impeachment against President Trump on Monday. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential hopeful Michael Bloomberg says what bothers him the most about President Trump.
He does not seem to understand that he is an elected official whose job it is to work for the public rather than for himself.
Bloomberg speaking there in his first one-on-one TV interview since joining the race for the Democratic nod. He was speaking to CBS's Gayle King. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz confirming that three crew members aboard an Army National Guard helicopter died in a crash yesterday. The UH-60 Black Hawk went down south of St. Cloud. They were on a training mission at the time. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
After the hour on the DJV program, although right now I think we're going to take a trip to the Good Day Health pew of the Church of the Living here on the DJV experience. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Victoria is going to help us. All of the things that come around about your health and well-being are a focus on you. Your health is on you, not on the doctor, not on the nurse. So if you make a mistake, that is, and not try to figure out what's going on in your body, you need to know what's in your body, what's going on. You're responsible for what goes on. So with that in mind, Victoria's got a couple of tips on how to fight the flu.
Yeah, this is kind of interesting. This came from researchers at Yale University. They essentially have admitted that they've accidentally stumbled across a diet that helps you fight the flu. And it's honestly, it's pretty surprising, too. I was surprised when I found this out. So apparently, if you go keto, you actually have, you're helping your body and your immune system fight off the flu.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so they wanted to see if diet could affect the body's immune system and the responses to viruses. And so what they did was they tried out pretty much all the popular diets that are out there. And at the last minute, they decided, well, you know what, let's just try to see what happens with the keto diet versus a high-carb normal diet. And what they found was that the change in the diet in the mice, this was a study in mice, the change in diet began only 7 days before infection with the flu. So it actually doesn't take a long time for the keto diet to make a really big impact on your immune system. Now, the keto diet is super popular right now. You'll see tons of people on Instagram, and a lot of celebrities do it. Halle Berry, sort of a famous one for it. She works out. She lives on the keto diet.
What is the keto diet?
Is essentially, it's not dissimilar to Atkins, really. It's a high... It's all protein and all fat, and essentially little to no carbs. So you only get your carbs from vegetables and certain vegetables. So like starchy vegetables are out, no potatoes, you know, things, no beans, no legumes, things like that. That's a no-no. So you stick with non-starchy vegetables, high protein and high fat. And so it's similar, I guess, in the sense to Atkins, although people who are really into the keto diet will say that the keto diet is a lot healthier than Atkins because you don't eat fried food. You don't eat, you know, Atkins pretty much says, like, you can eat French fries and, like, you can eat anything with fat in it. You can eat bacon all day long. Well, no one is going to be healthy if they eat bacon all day long. And so the keto diet really kind of, if you do it the right way, it pushes you towards healthier choices. And so essentially in these mice, they only did the diet for 7 days before they purposely infected them with the flu virus. And that the mice actually who were on the keto diet had a much stronger defense system against the flu compared to all the other diets that they tested out. So might be something to think about. You could also drop some weight pretty quickly if you're looking to do that with the keto diet.
Dropping weight. One of the ways you can drop weight is to get poisoned by E. coli and Salmonella. Listeria, get sick.
That's one way.
It's wonderful. The latest outbreak, yet another one of these things. 100 people in 23 states infected by a new strain of E. coli linked yet again to romaine lettuce harvested in the same area of California and by the same outfit, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
As our farmer, do you know why it's always the lettuce?
Yeah, because it's the easiest thing to package. It is the loosest thing, and the stuff stays in. You don't find it in the tightly framed, if that's the way you want to refer to it, green vegetables like cabbage. You don't find it in cabbage because it's tight. It's tightly wrapped. Any of the bush lettuces don't have it. It's the open stuff where the bugs have more of a chance to get around, actually, and get in. And it just really... It's just bad farming. That's all it is. It's very, the products that come out. These, by the way, this is a sushi, say it again, sushi and salad recall this time. These are mostly from Trader Joe's, although you can get these same salads in 7-Eleven, Walgreens, all of that stuff. There's a 500,000 pound pork recall this week as well. They weren't inspected. So you got that as well. And that pork thing is all the Chinese. The pork business America's now controlled pretty much, unless you buy from a local butcher, pretty much controlled by the Chinese. So what is it, the old word to the wise? Here's something else. This is actually good from the Food News Department. You're planning to have cheese boards. I was at a reception last night at a Christmas party, and they had all kinds of cheeses. And I, for the first time in a long time, decided I would sample them. I'm not a cheese fan, as most of you know. If you listen to me talking about cheeses, I don't have a taste bud for
cheese. You think
cheese.
American cheese is cheese, and cheese. It's not.
Right. It isn't. So anyway, there were a bunch of cheeses there, and I saw some yellow ones, some white ones, a couple of green ones. Your favorite...
There is no green cheese.
Oh, this was green. Maybe it was because it had stuff in it. Who knows? Anyway.
Probably shouldn't have eaten that one.
Yeah. I hated it. It was at a Brazilian restaurant, as a matter of fact. Maybe that tells you something. So, what do you need to know about cheese? Your favorite yellow food contains a chemical that's also found in highly addictive hard drugs, according to research done at University of Michigan. They use the Yale Food Addiction Scale, which measures a person's dependence on different kinds of food. They asked 120 students to answer the addiction scale and choose between 35 different foods. They did a second test on 384 subjects. Their findings are the foods that rank top of the scale all contained cheese. Cheese has casein, which is pretty much in all dairy products, and it triggers the brain's opioid receptors, which are linked to addiction. So if you're, this is basically, you can get addicted to cheese.
Does this explain my pizza addiction?
Maybe. The study provides evidence that not all foods are equally implicated in addictive-like eating behavior. Highly processed foods, which share characteristics with drugs, the rate of absorption, et cetera, to be.
Well, that answers the addiction that America has to fast food.
Yeah,
for
right.
sure.
That's how they put stuff in it, like nicotine and cigarettes. Same thing. That's how they do it. So, cheeses. That's why. See, I'm smarter than the average person, I guess, because I don't eat cheese.
You just said you did.
If you eat natural cheese, then it's actually fine. It's not processed. Mm. You can eat. I always buy like Drunken Goat, which is a delicious goat cheese. Or you can It's called Drunken Goat. It's delicious. Yeah. The rind is like purple because it's soaked in red wine. It's really really yummy. But you can get really delicious raw milk, cow milk or sheep's milk or goat milk. You can find raw cheeses that are just really healthy and not processed.
So I had a discussion.
Ones like Kerrygold doesn't do a bad like a cheddar.
Oh, that cheddar's good. Yep.
Yeah.
I had
grass-fed cows. You would like that, Doug. It's all grass-fed cows in Ireland.
Well, I usually, when I get to, like, where I was at this reception last night, lady came over to me and wanted to know if I had heard the latest about goats, because I have goats on the farm, and I asked, what do you mean, what's the latest on goats? Goats, you milk them, and you drink the milk, and
goat yoga? What was she telling you?
Yeah, thank you. We had a discussion about goat milk being used to make yogurt and having the goats be involved in goat yoga. Which is, you're laying on the floor and you let the goats walk on you. No, they walk on them. That's what they do.
Really?
It's silly. But it was an interesting. It's yogurt and yoga time on the farm. Yogurt and yoga. McDonald's has launched their first ever permanent online retail shop. Who in the world wants to buy anything online from McDonald's? Let's see, you can...
Somebody must, because they...
Clearly somebody does, yeah.
Yeah, because they've been selling some merchandise through Uber Eats, which
Big
used to deliver.
A Big Mac bag.
I think the umbrella, the umbrella is a sesame bun. That's kind of funny. I do think that's cute. But other than that, I mean, I'm not a McDonald's fan.
Sweatshirts,
so I don't know.
Slippers, why in the world?
Socks have French fries on them. I guess if it's a kind of a gag gift for someone who likes French
really?
Fries...
You would actually buy some McDonald's flavored gift. Yeah, right, exactly. But I mean, a lot of people do eat there. I don't happen to think that it's...
You heard the terrible news, right? There could be a fries shortage.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, potatoes. There's a potato shortage because of the weather in Idaho. Right, so they're going to have to buy potato stock from elsewhere. Most of the potatoes that are grown in Idaho go to either McDonald's or they... This is... One of the things that's interesting here is that it's kind of like the beef. All of the things that are used in the fast food restaurants come from the same place. They just maybe cook them. The potatoes taste a little different because they're cooked in different kinds of oil. And maybe they flavor the hamburger a little differently. But it all comes from the same source. All the potatoes that are used in most of the fast food joints are grown in Idaho. And I don't know what the magic is about Idaho potatoes, except that they're big. And I think that's why most of the big, big potatoes that you see grown in Idaho. Other potatoes, like the ones grown around here or up in Maine, are smaller. Very tasty. I think some of the stuff, this summer I had some of the best potatoes grown on my pal's farm that I've had for a long, long time. And it's fun. I love to eat potatoes. A little butter on them, salt and pepper. make a great meal. Sometimes you're fry. I think I told you the other day that I had a, what did I say? It was a wok salad or something. I put in the frying pan. What did you called it though? Something else.
You said I ate a wok bowl or something.
Yeah.
I ate a wok. Right. That's what you said.
Yeah,
I had a wok.
I ate a wok. I was like, really? How did that go down?
Teflon. It must have been a Teflon wok.
It was veggies. And then I cut up the potatoes that have already been baked. And you put them in that whole thing. And they get a little crispy. They're yummy. That kind of stuff is very, I find it very yummy. And but again, it's cooking everything, not eating it raw. So, there's the food report for this day in history, 46 after the hour on the DJV program.
Christmas. Toys for Tots celebrates over 70 years of delivering a message of hope to America's less fortunate children. In 1947, one Marine unit delivered 5,000 toys. Today, Marines will provide toys and books to 7 million children in over 800 communities nationwide. Over 15 million children live in poverty in the United States, and nearly all risk waking up Christmas morning without a gift under their tree. Thousands of Marines and volunteers aim to change that. Lieutenant General Pete Osmond, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
Folks, Marine Toys for Tots really need your support this year. Through the gift of a new toy or a cash donation, you can help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to our nation's less fortunate children.
Simply drop your favorite toy in a Toys for Tots collection bin or make an online donation. Please go to www.toysfortots.org for more information.
Healthy eating, healthy weight loss, having the right amount of energy, all kinds of good things that come from using Calitrin, a product we've been talking about on the air here for several years. How did this formula come to be, Elizabeth?
Well, it was actually designed by nurses. They had a lot of patients who were wanting to lose weight but couldn't take some of the other products. You know, they're on medications or they're heart patients. And they formulated this, and it's just a blend of collagen protein, digestive enzymes, and aloe vera. So it's really a healing supplement that just gives your body back what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally.
86% success rate. Get on the program and stay on it. Go to Calitrin.com and use the DJV code. You'll be able to buy three at the regular price and get three without paying. Check it all out. Calitrin.com. Use the DJV code and you'll get free shipping as well. Calitrin. Use the discount code DJV.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Okay, somebody's going to have to explain this one to me. A former Playboy model who said she had an affair with Trump before he was president has sued Fox, saying that Tucker Carlson had intentionally defamed her on his program. Just being associated with him is defamation enough. What do we know about? Is this anything, or is this?
I haven't heard about this. I don't know.
Karen McDougal.
I saw the story, but I don't. Yeah, Karen McDougal has been a name that's been going on. It came out. She came out just the same time as
Cohen. Yeah.
Yeah, Stormy Daniels. But I don't know what Tucker said about her. I'm not sure what that. what the exact comment was.
He accused her of extortion. I don't know if he accused her of extorting Trump, and I guess she's suing him because that's not true. I don't know. But
she was embarrassed and ridiculed.
She took money.
I don't know.
She took money. Come on.
Yeah. Well, anyway. This is the kind of stuff. There's so much of this sort of thing that floats around. One wonders how we decide what to talk about because there's so much of this stuff.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Car time, car talk. Our auto expert has once again decided to grace us with his presence. Nick Miles is the fellow responsible for all the information. Comes from cars, the world of cars, the world of things that move, things that stay up late at night, all those good things. We have Nick's expertise to thank for that. The folks at Daimler are going to cut 10,000 jobs around the world. Isn't it interesting how these outfits make their decisions? Mercedes-Benz is the they make Mercedes-Benz, but they make a lot of other things too. They make trucks out in Portland, Oregon. The Freightliner company belongs to them. So what is they're changing production methodology? They're not selling as many cars. What's the story behind the story here, Nick?
No, I think it's like 50-50, Doug. It's half of it is, yes, they need to change the way they do business because they're changing their business model. But I think it's also somewhat retaliation. And they'll never admit this. The truth is that the European, the EU has put so many stringencies on gasoline cars that they're forcing them to go electric. And that's expensive to do. And they're saying, if we're going to go electric, we're going to have to lay off a whole bunch of guys to save a bunch of money because we have to do all this research and development. So they're trying to save billions of dollars in development. Audi's doing the same thing. So they're laying off a whole bunch of people. So it looks like there's a trend here that around 80,000 people could be losing their jobs around the car industry. over the next year. At least that's the prediction by one of the experts over the next year, several years, because they're trying to save money production-wise so they can have enough money to develop these electric cars. Now, the truth is that I'm not sure it's really, really necessary, but these guys want to save money, and so they're saying, make us make electric cars, we're going to have to lay people off. And Germany is somewhat safe because the unions over there are so protected, so those jobs will probably come from the rest of Europe and nowhere else, not Germany.
Right. Yeah. You're driving some new Mercedes vehicles on the testing ground. Is it the testing ground, or are you just on the street in Scottsdale? What do they have for you to... Right around.
Yeah, we're based out of the Auto Car Club here, and they have a couple of new Mercedes. Actually, it's interesting. I don't know if you remember, 2014 Mercedes came out with a CLA, which is their little car.
What I get from Mercedes is that they're trying to be all things to all people. They've cheapened the brand. I think I told the story on the air. I may have told it to you. Last year, I rented a couple of Mercedes I have been renting cars in L.A. I'm going to bring my own car out there this year, but having... the ability to choose. I drove a couple of different Mercedes, and I didn't think they were anything special at all anymore.
Well, I think one of the things that they do really well is tech and safety. Those are the two things they hit it out of the park with. But those people are getting into their cars now. They're getting a lot of people coming from Toyota and Honda are buying Mercedes, and about 70% of the conquests are coming from those two brands, and they're staying. They're buying the second Mercedes with them, too. So whatever the Mercedes is doing is working. But they also try to young up the brand. This is a brand that sort of 70-year-olds would buy. Yeah. And because they put out a lot of smaller, young, dynamic cars, they're now actually their average audience is around 52 years of age, which is pretty good for a car company.
So it's not then about the exclusivity of having a Mercedes anymore. It is because the brand stands for something different. That's probably what I'm not recognizing. It's not a luxury car to be held in the same esteem as some of the other upper level brands.
Yeah, I think they still have the S-Class and they still have the G-Wagon, and you can't buy a G-Wagon now. They're so popular. So they still sell those cars, but they're also trying to widen it's a car for everybody. They're trying to get people in there that make, you know, 50, 60,000 a year, and they're also trying to keep the guys that make 500,000 a year. So if they can sell, you know, they can have a bigger audience, they can be a bigger and stronger company. And they seem to be doing well at it. They're making money.
You were talking about safety. There's another defect in these Takata airbags. What's that scoop?
You know, I feel like it's, Doug, it's a bit like this medieval show going on here where we thought we killed the dragon, but every time we turn and walk out of the cave, it raises its ugly head again. It's the Takata airbag is back again, this time in BMWs. There's been a death in Australia, and BMW 3 Series now should be parked if they have a specific Takata airbag in it. The Takata's long since gone bust from their first and second and third round of horrible recalls for their airbags. But ultimately, if you have a BMW 3 Series, you could be on the list, and you can go to nhtsa.gov and type in your VIN number, which is that little number on the left-hand side of your windshield. And if you type that number in, it will tell you everything that your car needs to have done to it on a recall basis. That could be it. Your BMW could be on the list.
All right, Nick, thank you for the update. Nick Miles from our autoexpert.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.